This time of year brings about arrivals. There are packages that arrive as well as people who arrive. Some of those arrivals are expected, while others can be a surprise. The arrival of Jesus that long ago night in Bethlehem was expected by some and a surprise to many. For Mary, it was obviously expected, if not at first completely understood, with the angel revealing to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Just as it is with arrivals, they don't always please everyone. King Herod, after being tricked by the three wise men in his attempt to discover the location of the baby Jesus, called for the slaughter of all male children 2 years old and younger in Bethlehem. This was when Mary, Joseph, and Jesus took off for Egypt and then returned after Herod had died. Kind of gives a whole new meaning to the idea of a witness protection program too, doesn't it? As I mentioned, arrivals can be a surprise, and Jesus was just that for many. That just means that they didn't fully understand what was foretold throughout the Old Testament. Well, you heard me correctly, throughout the Old Testament. Some Bible scholars say that when you read the phrase "angel of the Lord," which appears hundreds of times in the Old Testament, that's technically Jesus before he became the physical Jesus. Well, that could be debated. There are also many examples referring to Jesus in the Old Testament, which can't be denied. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12, verses 21, 22, and 23. Reading here, "Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, 'Pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that's in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you.'" Blood of the Lamb, providing safety and salvation. Sound familiar? Another example is found in Daniel chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. This is where three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refused to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's false idol, so the king had them tossed into an extremely hot furnace. Reading here from the verses, "And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, 'Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said to the king, 'True, O king.' 'Look,' he answered, 'I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.'" Son of God. Get it? Then there's also Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily." The key word there is cornerstone. What happens if you remove the cornerstone? Right, what rests on it comes tumbling down. So what happened to the temple in Jerusalem as Jesus was being crucified? There's still another arrival that we wait for. That's the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When? That's only known by God. What we have is this promise from Jesus, reading here from Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, "For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. That's the day when the righteous will be taken up, while those who remain will face the tribulation." You know, since we've been looking at arrivals, given the times of today, we should include the, well, they call them porch pirates. Those are the people who try to steal arrivals from porches. To the porch pirate atheists, I say to you that no one could stop the arrival of Jesus, and no one will be able to keep him from coming back. Amen.